AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant has been knocked off the country's electrical grid, the last transmission line connecting it knocked out by Russian shelling. Charles de Ledesma reports the plant and disputes over pipelines will dominate international discussions this week.
UN nuclear agency inspectors are scheduled to brief the Security Council on Tuesday about their inspection and safeguard visit to the Ukrainian power plant. EU energy ministers, too, are down to hold an emergency meeting on Friday to discuss the bloc's electricity market, which European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said is no longer operating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Correspondent Eric Tucker reports former President Trump got an early win today in his battle with the Justice Department over the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. A federal judge granted a request to appoint a special master to review seized documents.
It means that there will be an independent set of eyes, an independent special master to review the documents and weed out any that are covered by attorney-client privilege and also executive privilege, and potentially ensure that those documents and records are returned to Donald Trump. So that's a big win. And in addition, while this order is pending, there's going to be a temporary halt on the Justice Department from doing its own review.
President Biden making campaign stops in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh today, saying the country is coming out of the coronavirus crisis stronger.
No other nation has done that. And we do it because we've been a nation of unity, of hope, of optimism.
It's an honor.
In Britain, the Conservative Party has chosen Foreign Secretary Liz Truss as its new leader. Queen Elizabeth expected to formally name her prime minister tomorrow. Canadian police continued to search for two suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in Saskatchewan yesterday. This is AP News. Correspondent Shelley Adler now on what some Americans are splurging on.
While many Americans are cutting back on spending, there is one thing many women have not skimped on: cosmetics. Target, Kohl's, Macy's, and Nordstrom all highlighted strong sales of beauty items in their fiscal second quarter earnings reports issued over the past few weeks. Ulta Beauty, the largest beauty retailer in the country, said overall sales spiked nearly 17% in its most recent quarter compared to the same period last year. That's because Americans, once stuck behind Zoom screens and wearing workout clothes, are out and about wanting to look their best. At Target, beauty product sales were up, while home goods, clothing, and electronics all suffered declines. I'm Shelley Adler.
Oil prices up today with OPEC Plus countries announcing they'll trim production amid a longer-term drop in prices. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.